Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Okay, so we're back, and we are still also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org, as well as 1798part2.org and republicreview.org. That's a mouthful. You are listening to the only show that actually provides you with and gives you the insights of what we need to do to getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. You don't like Common Core, you don't like Obamacare, you don't like national education or the welfare state or any of these types of things that are all violations of the Constitution. You know, deep down they are. This show actually proves that they are. This show actually proves who has the authority to get the federal government to comply to the Constitution. So the number to call in is 215-867-8255. Monday, just to give you a preview, the reason why you really want to listen to Monday, I should be at a point where we're going to go through the Melbourne man. It's a story that I got from a friend. And it's kind of interesting because he's heard me talk a lot about Platonism, Platonists, the whole plan that Plato provided in securing a statist type of government. And it's ironic that that's something that happened like well over 2,000 years ago, almost, 2,600 years ago when he wrote that. And here we are actually watching it unfold right before our very eyes. So it is ironic, isn't it? Anyway, the number to call in again is 215-867-8255, and that would be 215-TOP-TALK. Did I say or have I mentioned yet we need to support the candidates on my candidate endorsement page? At least I'm begging that you do this, because these are the few that have actually signed the pledge, that actually have looked through the data and material, completely agree with me that they need to step up against the federal Leviathan, this monster that is consuming every facet of our life. And so, if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, just click on the endorsement or candidates endorsement page, or the little link there, it'll take you to that page. On that page, you will find all the candidates that need a little bit of financial support. Now, I'm not asking people to fund them completely, but you know, buy them a half a gallon of gas. Help them do the things that they need to do. Because if everybody does that, if everybody listening, everybody that has been apprised of this concept, then there's no doubt in my mind that they will have enough resources and money to actually start attacking those who are sitting in the way. They're basically status quo or rhino candidates. And we've already replaced one rhino candidate in Idaho, and I thank you for your support on that. What I want to do is get more support going. I mean, Bernie Sanders was able to get millions and millions of dollars from kids living in their parents' basement by them sending $20, $25 a week, getting a brand new credit card and throwing everything to Bernie. Anyway, here's the point. If we get behind these people, then we actually give them the ability to take the position where there is actual authority in standing up against the federal Leviathan, standing up against this federal tyranny, because there's only one place to do that, and that's within the state legislators. And those who listen to the show on a regular basis have learned that and understand that. And so that's why this show is dedicated to those state legislators and trying to help them and educating them. There's 5,445 across this republic. All we need to do is make sure that they understand the profound responsibility and the role that they have whenever the federal government gets out of line. Well, they're way out of line, so we really need immediate action. And so I also support those who are in the grassroots efforts. And when I say grassroots efforts, I really mean the party line. If you've got a Libertarian Party, Constitutional Party, or Republican Party in your county, which you probably have at least a Republican Party in your county, then I want to help them start taking ownership and taking control of their brand, because we've all got to be tired of the fact that there are actually John McCain still running around and people that are doing the damage to the brand. We have to actually start drawing what those standards are and holding people to those standards, regardless. Just because John McCain is at a national level, he's coming from a state called Arizona, and Arizona should be controlling that brand. Just as well as where I think Ryan's coming from, Wisconsin. Wisconsin should be controlling that brand. We need to pull these guys in, reel them in. You know what? If I don't care if we have to actually just, you know, throw that seat away for one term. We have to start unseating these folks and letting people know that no more. You're no longer going to be tarnishing our brand, because liberty should mean everything to us, just like it did to our framers. So anyway, for those who are willing to commit to the Constitution, I'm asking that everybody support these folks, whether that be the frontline grassroots leaders, as well as those who are stepping into the state legislator position. Let me also point out that I've still got some work to do, and I'm going to get this hopefully taken care of this weekend. I know I've been saying this for months, but I'm hoping to get all the information up there so that when GoFundMe comes back and kind of looks at everything, they can kind of release the campaign, and then we can get this started. One other thing, I have to do my obligatory groveling, because you know, it's a principle that, you know, just like nagging. I think in Everybody Loves Raymond, the reason why Frank never fixed the garage door is because he didn't want to prove that nagging would work. But we do know that the squeaky wheel always gets the oil. And so it helps to, you know, I guess, grovel a little bit, because I appreciate those of you who have already come on board and are helping in some way or some fashion. But I could use more help. We need every hand and every body that we can possibly get. I did talk to Bob Schultz today from We the People Foundation, and they're getting very close to finishing and winning their ultimate victory in putting the IRS at bay for all the harassment and all of the things that they've done. And I haven't talked to him on anything beyond that, but he is so immersed in just defending his livelihood and everything that he's doing that he just can't really help at this point. But in talking to him today, he goes, you know, I really want to get this done, because I really want to start reaching out and helping your cause and what you're doing, because he's all in. He's 100% supporter, just like the Constitution Association, G. Edward Griffin, and a lot of other people that have familiarized themselves with this concept. And so let me kind of just plunge forward. Oh, yeah, before I do, I'm still waiting. I'm going to have to call the campaign advisor for one of the governor candidates, so that I can find out, well, what's going on? Are we going to come to an accord, or is there a lack of understanding? Got any questions? What's the holdup? And so I will let you know. Hopefully we'll be able to do some more interviews with those candidates, as well as I want to introduce you this next week to the candidates that are in Wyoming that have signed up for this. You've already introduced you to Matt. He called in. So hopefully we'll get these other candidates in here so that you can kind of hear what they're talking about and how important it is that they actually start taking control of their state legislator. Not that remember, there are a very red state. I think it's like 10 to 1, Republicans to Democrats. But that's how many rhinos there are. That's just how far the GOP has slid into big government and the status quo. And in dealing with what's been going on locally, which I'll probably get into in a minute here, I probably can't avoid doing that. I just want you to know that it is paramount that we literally start putting the Constitution and America, this republic, over party, because the party is what is destroying it. All these parties are, especially the Democratic Party. They have no respect for America, and they want to basically throw, I mean, if they could, they'd throw the Constitution overboard just like that, if they had that level of control. And they're going to get that within 2 to 5 years. They will get that. So anyway, as they continually realign, and actually in 2020, a big thing happens. What happens in 2020? No, I'm not talking about the Trump reelection or the campaign of getting him reelected. It's called the census. We're going to have a census, and that's where, how they basically do the apportionment. And that's how they will realign and reassign electoral colleges. And so more electoral colleges may shift out of a lot of these, let's say, the flyover states and move towards these blue states. And if that gets to that point, it can be real problems, because we've basically won this last election by a shoestring. And so anyway, let me move forward. There is no sign of the federal government disbanding its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. Therefore, that means you and I have to do this. And that means we need to work together. We need to get shoulder to shoulder, put aside our differences, and focus on the prize, and especially put aside our self-interest. With that, I just want to plug one more time, because we're going into a hard break. Make sure you go online and help those candidates who need our help to getting across the finish line. That way, they can actually start representing not only their constituents, but all of us in standing up against this federal Leviathan. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. So thank you so much. And we'll be getting into more Platonism and why it's important to understand who we're dealing with. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer 5 people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my 3 C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so as I just ran back into the studio, let me continue my focus on why reading our founding documents is so critically important for us. Not just for me, not just for you, but for every patriot. Something just happened in the Spokane County GOP, like I talked about yesterday, that typifies the work of the Platonists. And really what was happening is it seemed like this was like a setup. And if you have good leaders, they better be clean. I mean, they really need to go above and beyond to maintain even beyond reproach any type of an appearance of bad or any type of appearance of an association even. And so apparently on the Republican side, you have to be a almost a, what's a good word for it? I don't want to use the V word, but you have to be spotless. You have to be almost an angel. And I don't know if America is actually ready to accept the concept that there's really only one person that's ever lived that's spotless, and there's really only one person that is that pure. And as a matter of fact, remember, if we move, and the reason I'm going through this whole process is as we move far enough over to the side of liberty, we all should have to a profound understanding, not just a complete, but a profound understanding of just how easy it is for people to make mistakes. And depending on the type of mistake that that person made, it's one thing for a person to actually commit or to go out and say something they shouldn't. And you got to be tired of how the left will continually ignore, and they won't even give airtime to, their own leaders. As a matter of fact, there's been quite a few of their own leaders that's gotten up in front of people and actually used the N-word and other really racist and derogatory statements. And it's like water rolls off the back. But if on the Republican side, even if there's just this minute, and this is what happened, there was some jump of an association. And it seems to me like it was just like all the dominoes were all set up. As soon as this one thing occurred, boom, 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 and everything came down. And so we've actually, like I said, we saw a really good constitutional, conscientious leader take a level and a beating of crud from so many and within her own party. I mean, if you ever heard the expression eating your own young, that's kind of a nice description of what happened. Because yesterday there were all sorts of managers. I'll use the term managers because they're managing their own agenda. And you would think that supposedly the party is filled with Christians. You would think that there would be, some like, oh, wow, really sorry to see it happen. Or somebody would be, in a political position to say, I'm really sorry to see this happen because, you try not to pile upon or anything when somebody resigns or when somebody does a mistake or what have you. But that wasn't the case. It was like, okay, let me dish up my share of vengeance. And I'm going, okay, I can clearly see that all of these people who self-describe themselves as Christians obviously never learned the lesson of either turn the other cheek, forgive, don't judge, and all of those types of things. Because the political and the public display that went on yesterday, I think the left is just absolutely reveling in this chaotic problem that the right is actually creating. And so it's really unfortunate because I do not believe that Spokane is any closer to actually becoming a good constitutional bastion that I believe it actually can. I believe the people really want to see that happen, but they're too caught up in these little petty, trite, little personal feuds and managements of their own personal and political agendas between all sorts of characters, whether that be from the self-described leader, which is a bully, and or others. Anyway, I'm going to avoid calling names and or identifying people, but I will just say this. Due to the importance of the nuances in language, I think it's very critical that we get a lot of these things straight. And as a matter of fact, I think I covered it yesterday, that Rahm Emanuel says, hey, you never want to waste a crisis. You never want to let a crisis go to waste. And so anyway, I will just move forward. As one examines the traits and the outcomes of society, they adopt from one end of the scale of liberty to the other, one can clearly see that when society models itself towards liberty, it becomes productive and fruitful, and as a statist take over and push society towards subjugation, one will begin to see oppression, mob rule, and eventually a collapse of government. Now, I have asserted for a long time that it is coming when the left and or the right, it doesn't matter. I think, you know, all of these guys that are in Congress, who hasn't heard of the swamp, who doesn't know that these people are still pushing this globalist agenda. They've been pushing back against Trump. They've been pushing back against peeling back all of these regulations and their tight grip around our every aspect of our lives. And so they are setting up, and they have been set up for a long time, to be able to create, or when a condition occurs, that they will be setting aside or altogether discarding our Constitution. And because, personally, I believe deception is the critical component to seizing power, I believe we will be told that by our politicians in Congress, because they're the ones, remember, they're the real sovereigns, right? The president only executes. Congress has the power to create the law that's going to discard or disband. And I believe that they're going to be the ones that are going to sell us, they're going to soft sell us on suspending parts of the Constitution. And then it'll become incremental because this is happening and there'll be lots of misinformation and there'll be lots of people set up. And it's not going to be good to watch the greatest republic go down this way. Or will we? See, we have a choice. You and I, we have a choice. And there is only one process that will actually stop this. There is only one process that will stop and seize Congress if they ever thought to set aside or even suspend the Constitution. And that process is when the state legislators say, stop, that is our contract, that is not yours. You have no authority to do that. Show us in the contract where we delegated you the authority to suspend or set aside our contract. That's like giving your landscaper the ability to seize power and take your house and sell it. That just would never happen. I mean, there would be all sorts of processes that would have to occur, and it would have to be within the contract itself. If not, then you'd claim, you know, bankruptcy or what have you. But my point is that this is just ludicrous that we have allowed ourselves to succumb to the inferior polity, because the federal government only has very specific roles, responsibilities, and powers that are enumerated to it. And that is it. That's what you learn right here on this show. And I'm telling you, just like with Lincoln, Wilson, and FDR, in this, the big difference between those three times when the Constitution was set aside, from Lincoln, Wilson, and FDR, each time the courts kind of pushed back. With FDR, he said, you want me to stack the courts? You're going to start letting me do what I want to do, or I'll stack the courts. And they kind of let him do what he wanted to do. Lincoln did the same thing when Taney said, hey, you can't do that. And he goes, do you want to try to enforce that? I mean, he was pretty bold to Taney and saying, I'm going to do this whether you like it or not. And Wilson was very underhanded. And we have already seen recently how the courts have violated the Constitution and the rights of the citizens with Judge Gloria Navarro. She's sending, even though the case has been dismissed because there was a preponderance of evidence that was withheld by the prosecution that would have completely exonerated these men that were under trial. And so instead, she has sent Todd Engel, Greg Burleson, and Jeremy Delamus out to serve sentences instead of having their cases exonerated and releasing them. And now there's this huge movement right now to pardon these men. I'm sorry, pardoning is like accepting that you're guilty, but we're going to let you go. I do not think pardoning is the appropriate thing. I think that what should happen is Trump should exonerate them completely. He should step in, have the Justice Department go. And actually, we know that the Justice Department does not have that authority. And again, what is going on here is this is all a whole charade, because what these men are charged for are violating unconstitutional laws. In other words, they're violating illegal laws. They were asserting their sovereignty as citizens within sovereign states against an unconstitutional, tyrannical federal government that had no authority and power to do what it does in these states. So it just boggles my mind that we're even in this point, that these men are now suffering and actually incarcerated for, I think one of them's in for 60-some years. But anyway, as you can tell, I'm at a hard break. So I'm not going to run away this time. I'll be here, and we will be right back as soon as we hear from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And I know I say this a lot, and I know I've already probably said this week, if not once, maybe twice, but I think it begs for me to restate this. Our republic is truly vulnerable to a historic despotic ruler. Illiterate nations, as a matter of fact, Aristotle talks about this, of how vulnerable nations can be taken over by demagoguery and so forth. And he says, illiterate nations are the most vulnerable, especially to demagoguery, And I'll get into this because I'll give you the contrast of James Madison. We are in this position, period, as a republic, because pernicious men such as John Marshall, Taney, and others, Supreme Court chief justices, deliberately lied to aggrandize government's roles, responsibilities, and powers, and that the education system, which was also usurped and taken over by the federal government, has deliberately injected revisionist history and a curriculum that tightly knits their agenda of godless secularism and immorality, encouraging the indulgence of addictive acts and substances. And that's okay. Go ahead and enjoy yourself, because you only have this one life to live. It is... It's treasonous. All of this type of behavior is designed to literally overthrow our nation. And Madison clearly stated this: a popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, or perhaps both. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. In other words, if we're not becoming literate and we're not understanding what we need and what we need to be doing, and so if you want to know a reason why we are supposed to be reading our founding documents, the ratification debates very specifically, put those Federalist Papers down. Get into the ratification debates. These are the discussions that literally sold the Constitution to the state delegates. Make sure you understand who's talking. If it's an anti-federalist, they're trying to sell the delegates in not voting for it. If it is a federalist like James Madison, Nichols, and or Randolph and others, those things that they say that were compelling enough to get people to vote for, those are the things that are legally binding. The arguments that were against are the arguments ignored in the sales job, quote unquote. And so this is why I am on air. This is why I truly believe in you. I truly believe in mankind. I truly believe that there are good people. And that's why I've got these four legislators in Wyoming. I've gotten the one in Idaho, and I'm still working on some in Tennessee, but the election's not over. I'll keep pushing until November. But I'm hoping to get enough in a few of these states to actually come on board. If you live in a state and you happen to know, or you have your own state legislators, send them an email and say, why is it that you're not signing this pledge? And you can point to my website and say, hey, you know, there's pledges there. Why don't you sign one of those? They say, oh, well, that's not for our state. Then you let me know, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will put one up there for you, and I'll email it to you directly so that you have it, because I've already got them done. It's just that I can't do everything at once. That might lend to making you think that I'm my own IT guy, own engineer, and doing, you know, making the whole world turn in my life. And I don't want you to think that. I want you to think that there's this huge support system, that I've got all these employees that I can fire anyway. Going forward, the ideology of subjugation has, like I said, they have used lies. They have used the doctrine of Taqiyya, which is an actual doctrine within Islam that allows a person to lie and be deceitful to further one's cause. And in this particular case, it has been Christians, or I should say pernicious men, that supposedly believed in Christ or a good Christian faith, and have used lies and excuse me, and deceit in every environment they possibly could. And they have found essential, they have used their deceit and lies in every essential environment that they could, that would help them obtain their means. And I've even talked about this before, so I'm going to give you this new example. They have infiltrated Christianity. And you go, oh, no way. That's just no way. Just look up Circle of Protection. There you go. Circle of Protection. And if you go to Reclaiming the Republic, the Red State Talk Radio podcast page on my reclaimingtherepublic.org web domain, and you just scroll all the way down, the last PDF that I'm giving you is the signatories of the Circle of Protection. Go through that list and you tell me if your church, by all means, call now or call Monday and say, hey, my doctrine, you know, because I don't mean, you know, the evangelicals of Tupelo, Mississippi. No, you won't find them there. But you will find plenty of evangelical leadership. You'll find Catholic leadership. If your church, if your faith is not represented there, I want to hear about it, because I even think the Mennonites are there. I'm not sure. I'd have to look. I'd have to look again. But it seemed like everybody was listed. And I'd love to hear from those people who can proudly stick their chest out and say, our faith, our doctrine, or, you know, our leadership is not on board with this. But the reason this is important is because these leaders, these national leaders for these churches, are all in the tank for socialism and enslaving us to the state. And the reason they're doing that is so that they can keep the little measly dollars that you're giving them instead of actually having to help and take care of people who might actually need temporal welfare and or other assistance because bad times have befallen them. So they, in other words, they're closing their doors so that you can go to the state. And that to me is the it's an abomination to Christianity. If you feel different, by all means, call in. But I have proven that our constitutional founding was not one of interpretation and of a living constitution. Throughout my shows, I've pointed these things out, and that is one of those things that John Marshall had lied and deceived about. So it's not just that they've infiltrated churches, but their very foundation in creating a perception, and that perception of this living document constitution, the concept of this living constitution, cannot be academically supported by anyone. You find a founding document within the ratification debates, within the constitutional, Madison's notes on the Constitutional Convention, or what have you. You find something that is a part of our founding documents and tell me, okay, right there, see, they wanted the federal government to have full reign and control and interpreting whatever they wanted to do, they can do. Show me that, because you won't find it. You'll have to actually write it yourself, and it'll have to be in one of your own documents, because it won't be on the parchment that the framers had actually provided and preserved for us. And one of the things I point out in my book is what would have happened if all of a sudden at some point in time in our history, if we started noticing that the progressives were actually destroying every single one of our founding documents so that we would never know what was really in them. And we didn't have access to these. In other words, it all of a sudden became a word of mouth thing. It would have been a huge tip off that they were going after us and they were going to topple us, right? I mean, when they start doing censorship of knowledge, you can bet your bottom dollar people would recognize that as a true assault against this nation. But instead, they've used revisionist lies, deceit, and so forth. And they've been very good at that, because if you look at where we are today, yeah, we've gotten really close to the edge of this cliff. As one examines those on the scale of liberty, those on the opposite ends are literally diametrically opposed. And I literally mean that, because if you look at the person on the liberty side, they have no desire to kill those people to get them to understand, or if they won't, then we got to get rid of them because they're in our way. That is not the concept of liberty, but that is literally the concept of those who are on that far end. On the side of liberty, they want everyone to be free. They want you to seek, and they do not want you to use force or make anyone do anything to think or behave a certain way. And again, like I have been asserting all week, that these are Christ-like attributes. If you understand that far end of liberty, where everybody has to make these choices for themselves and deal with the consequences, oh, you chose to smoke, then you've damaged your health, and you're accountable and responsible for that behavior. God forbid that you have to create a burden on everybody just to keep you alive because of your conscientious behavior of doing something to yourself. Is this making sense? I mean, there should be this compassion of trying to comfort and trying to assist and aid in your immediate needs. But the fact is that we're spending billions of dollars trying to remove the consequences of sexually transmitted disease such as AIDS and those types of things. And I think that there's a lot of other things that are far more important. And education is definitely one of those, taking back our education and getting people to behave properly with enlightenment and building upon those founding principles that our framers used so that we could become productive and energetic with spiritual wealth and health, as well as physical wealth and health. Anyway, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So if you want to turn this republic around, if you want to have a level of guarantee and assurance that we will be protected when those who have created a political expediency and seek to set aside the Constitution will be able to be stopped, we have to get our state legislators attuned and understanding that they absolutely have all the power over this Constitution. They are the ones that have, if you look at Article 5, Article 7, it is the states and the state legislators who have this oversight and control. That is why in 1798, it was Madison and Jefferson who ran. I could just see them, these men. As soon as the Sedition Act and the Aliens Act was passed, Madison and Jefferson probably came up with a plan, and Jefferson said, I'm heading to Kentucky. He got to Kentucky, and you know, if you understand how far that was, and he was riding horseback, it's not like he got in a plane and was there the next day. It took a long time to get there. It took days, as a matter of fact. In some cases, it took months. Sometimes the bridges, you'd have to figure out where to cross a river or what have you. I remember reading that it literally took to get from Boston, and these were well-traveled roads, to get from Boston down to Washington, D.C., which is about almost the same distance. It took a couple of months. And I don't think John Quincy Adams, I don't know if he was able to attend his father's funeral or not, because I believe he was in D.C. at the time. And so they may have postponed it, I don't know. But bottom line, it took a while. And in October of 1798, just a few months later, right? It was literally 3 months later, Jefferson went to Kentucky and had them, worked with them, taught them what they needed to do, and they ended up creating the Kentucky Resolution that was submitted to every single state. Virginia then responded with Madison, because Madison then went down to Virginia and engaged with the Virginia state legislators, and I think that was down in Richmond, And so that took him a few days, and Madison was not nearly as healthy as Jefferson, so his travel was usually a lot slower. But he still made it down there, taught these men what they needed to do, and they duly responded in calling the federal government out. And basically, they audited. Go read these documents. They literally audited the Constitution, calling out every violation and things they shouldn't be doing and so forth. And then they called for their fellow states to join them in coalescing, and Jefferson called it in creating committees of correspondence. And I've said this before, if you do not know what the committees of correspondence was, go Google it, look it up. It was a critical part of moving the colonies towards the revolution. It was like a shadow government of representatives of the people standing up against the tyrannical crown of England. And in this case, Jefferson was basically standing up a similar type of government to correspond in standing up to a tyrannical federal government. And technically, this whole process of republic review is done online. There's no traveling. There's no boondoggle. Everybody gets to work. They're in session. They roll up their sleeves, and they dig through this mess that the federal government has created. And these men who have lived before knocked or basically punched holes in our Constitution unconstitutionally, violating it and allowing these types of things to be created and exist, or we would not be in this mess at all. I'm telling you, had we complied to the Constitution, we would not be in this mess at all. But that's why it is important that I ask that you support these candidates on the reclaimingtherepublic.org page. Just go to candidate endorsements page and just click on the links to each of these. One of the candidates does not have a mechanism that I know of as of yet for you to send donations to. So if you want to send donations, just send me an email or contact him directly via Facebook and say, hey, how can we get some money to you? These guys need help. These candidates need our help in getting in, because then they will have the knowledge to start teaching their fellow legislators as well as their fellow state legislators in different states. This is how this grows. This is the beginning of the snowball coming down to create this huge snowball that will destroy this, like I said, this monster at the bottom of this or at the root of this, because it is tyranny. It's arbitrary and what have you. And so those on the other end, let's get to that. Those that are on the dark side, those that are on that end are traveling towards that end to subjugation, that are entertaining and thinking this is a good way of doing things, that we need to basically compel people and use force. Again, they will do anything, including force and even death, as a tool to make this happen. I've used the history of Pol Pot and how he has not only killed people, but he deliberately sought out those with education, doctors, dentists, anybody that could help or actually shine light on some of these problems of the paradigms and help educate people. He recognized the threat that these men were, and that's why he had them all killed. You will notice that that's exactly what happens, and that's what's been happening with these Arab Springs as well. They've been identifying who their political opponents are, those who are not on board with subjugating others. They may still be Islamic, but they're just not on board. They'll kill their own even, because their ends is that important. And so if you understand what we're looking at, and if you understand why I kind of have gone through this, because there, when you're dealing with somebody that seems to be okay with compulsion and force, using the force of government, then it's not very long, or if they've already done this in their head and have not told you, they are already going in the path of going whatever means necessary. And that is precisely why, you know, when you hear people use that term, like the Black Panthers, Eldridge Cleaver, I believe, is the former Black Panther who actually, as he traveled on the lam, came back and he said, I am freer in a jail in America than I am walking on the streets in the world of communism. Because he went to Cuba and to several communist nations, and that's why he came back and turned himself in. And after he was let out in the 80s, he basically started living a life of trying to teach people that liberty is the only way, because he was a huge advocate for communism and subjugation. And he recognized just how evil that was. So if you can pick up anything that Eldridge Cleaver had talked about, you know, or any of his talks or what have you, you'll find those articles and pieces are inspiring. And as a matter of fact, it was really unfortunate that the left and the media, the mainstream media, never let you know about him and what he was doing. Because when he came back, it was not a national thing. Hey, this Black Panther, this communist, we got him. No, he was turning himself in, and they didn't make that big of political hay because they realized that he was no longer of value to them. And that's one of the reasons why the mainstream media decides whether there's an advantage of airing something or not. It's not about giving you, you know, accurate information. It's about whether they can use it to help condition you or get you to behave a certain way or to obtain an outcome. And that is why they constantly barrage us with anti-gun, pro-homosexual, and these types of positions through the mainstream media, because they are trying to break us down. And so I want you to understand, from now on, when you hear somebody tell you that, hey, we are just going to have to agree to disagree, I want you to think in your mind, well, that's code word. What that person just told me is that they don't have a position that can actually, you know, refute my position. So they're going to go away and they're going to try to figure out how they can either refute me, silence me, and get rid of me. Because until I am gone, I am considered an obstacle to them. And all of us are really taking risks because they're becoming very empowered. If you haven't noticed, they are in the dark or the deep state. They're in the swamps. They're in every state. And I've been telling you that even in what I would consider a very conservative bastion, the people in power over here on the eastern side of Washington, and even in Idaho and some of these other states, you'd be surprised to find out that there is a lot of evil leaders that are managing the progressive agenda, but they're wearing the R label. And that's why we have to start expunging those guys that are actually throwing us to the wolves, that are literally throwing away our liberties like John McCain did when he was pushing his the ability to detain American citizens without any limitations, letting the military do that in the 2012 defense financing. And it was in the defense financing budget. These types of things are deplorable. These types of things should never happen for somebody that is wearing a label or representing a party that stands up for liberty. And so we have to stop this. We have to take control. And the only way to do that is through reclaiming the Republic. I am G.R. Mobley, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And I need your help. So I will be back on Monday, and we will get into the Melbourne Man. And I think you'll find this fascinating. God bless. Have a great weekend. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.